Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic customs and etiquette are something which are very important to every society, because each society is known by its customs and its etiquette and the various mannerisms and behaviors its individuals adopt. Now, there is this issue that since each society, the culture of each society has a lot to do with the religion which that society follows. So therefore, the question arises that there are a number of customs that we Muslims do in the name of religion, and we think that they are part of religion. And whereas there could be instances when they absolutely have, they have no share, they have no part on, in religion to play. Now, one such question is, and this question often arises in the time of Ramadan when people have to break their fasts. And the question which arises is that it is generally or loosely said that breaking the fast by eating dates is something which is a sunnah of the Prophet and a deeply recommended religious directive. So therefore, believers, whenever they have to break their fast, they should take the pains and make an effort to break their fast by dates. Now, it has to be realized that the Quran is absolutely clear, so are the narratives of the Prophet. They clearly say that the area or the ambit in which the prophets of God, of course, the Prophet Muhammad including, they have to be followed at all cost, is the area in which they bring religion. In other words, they are to be obeyed in all matters of religion. As far as various worldly matters are concerned, as far as various personal preferences are concerned, for example, the Prophet liked a certain type of food, he liked a certain type of dress. This, of course, is something which does not relate to religion. So therefore, Muslims have not been bound in any way to follow the personal life of the Prophet and his personal likes and dislikes. Of course, if a person wants to follow them, he is free to do them, and it could be something very blessed for him. But this cannot be regarded as a practice of religion. One cannot say at all that breaking fast by dates is something which has been religiously recommended. It is something which is a personal like of the Prophet, and one must not confuse personal likes or dislikes with matters of religion. Of course, there could be certain issues and certain areas in which these personal likes are related to the likes and dislikes of the religion itself. However, in this particular case, in the case of breaking the fast, the religion has not bound us in any way to break the fast by eating dates or even recommended that. So therefore, it would be erroneous to say that this is something recommended by religion, and even more erroneous to say that it is a sunnah of the Prophet. Now, sunnah is a technical term. It is a very special term of our religion, which means those practices of the Prophet Abraham, which crystallized in the times of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he then revived them and added certain other practices to them also, and then gave them currency in his ummah. So this is a very specific term, and it connotes some very specific acts. And the Prophet himself he never demanded from the Muslims to break their fast by eating dates. Of course, if they want to, they wish to, it could be their personal like, but it is no directive of religion. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisair al-muslimina wal muslimat.